This is a day that feels like a Friday. I know it does.
Yes, it certainly does.
This absolutely feels like a Friday, but no, it's Thursday because tomorrow is Friday. But you know what? We're not going to be here. So we get to enjoy our last time together this week anyway, today. So we get to enjoy it with, oh, I tell you, these temperatures outside, I can't quite figure it, but I like it.
I really like it, too.
This is enjoyable. 71 degrees right now in Kalamazoo. It is 3:08 and time for the final version of the Jeremy Lawrence Show, at least for the week anyway. And we're looking forward to some time with you today. You know, there's a lot to talk about today, just because we had a lot to talk about yesterday and didn't get the opportunity. So we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that have been dug up in the news. A couple things. There was a poll that was put out yesterday, and I wanted to spend some time on this. The governor's race. This particular poll says it's neck and neck. But we're going to dig into it and see if it's really neck and neck. We'll talk about that. Also, there have been some interesting observations about health insurance costs before and since Obamacare, and a projection for the future. This is stuff you're going to want to hear. May not be something you like, but you're going to want to hear it anyway. We'll share that with you here in a little bit. Also, another poll came out today declaring they figured out which of the presidents since World War II was the worst president. Might be a surprise to some of you, might not be to others. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the program as we dig into it. Before we get there, though, you know what? Celebrating an Independence Day weekend. I don't know if I'm going to call it Independence Week. Some people do that. That's fine. I don't know if I'm going to do that. But celebrating Independence Day, we're doing that in several ways. First of all, because I said that we're not going to be in tomorrow, you're going to naturally think, oh, okay, what? Best of show? What's going on? Well, we have something special for you. And this is going to happen not only during the Jeremy Lawrence Show and the regularly scheduled time for that, but also it's going to be happening in the morning. It is a special from the Blaze Radio Network called Independence. And they're going to be working through independence, the importance in our lives, doing some interviews and things like that. It's a great program. We look forward to bringing it to you and making it a part of your morning and afternoon tomorrow, so you can look forward to that. Also, we want to celebrate your Independence Day, not right now, but sometime over the next couple of hours. I've got a giveaway of tickets to a movie that, you know, until yesterday I hadn't heard of this one. But this could be pretty interesting. It's a movie called Tammy. That's right, Tammy. Comes out this weekend, actually is out already, and I've got four tickets for you to be able to check it out. One of these, it's an interesting thing because it's been a while since there was a road movie put on with Susan Sarandon in it. But this one has got her in it. It promises to be funny, and we've got four tickets to it where we're going to be giving away sometime during the course of the program today. So hopefully you'll be able to be a part of that. Also, video of the day. You know, World Cup soccer is huge in America, or at least was as of a couple of days ago. Probably not so much now, but, you know, is what it is. But how much bigger would it be if it involved cats? Well, you can imagine on the internet, this one is going to be exploding. The World Cup Soccer Cats Edition. Yes, cats playing soccer.
They didn't stop many goals from what I saw.
No, well, you know, it's tough to train cats.
Yeah.
But apparently they had fun anyway, so...
They didn't fall on the ground complaining, though, that they got injured.
No, that generally doesn't happen if cats play soccer. So it's interesting anyway. If you want to see it, it's our video of the day, WKZO.com. That's how far down we had to dig today. So cats playing soccer. You know what? It's something that, quite frankly, I'm amazed nobody thought of it till now. As many cat videos as there are out there.
Yeah.
You know, this one, I'm not going to say it's going to make your day, because it won't. I'll just be honest. It's not going to make your day. But you might get a little chuckle out of it. I don't know. We also got it posted at our Facebook site. So check that out. There's a link at WKZO.com. And like us if you haven't yet, so that you can be a part of things there as well. Because not only do we share videos, we share news, we share all sorts of stuff. And you know what? I'm already looking ahead to next week on these videos. Already looking ahead. And there's going to be some good ones. And we're sharing them all on Facebook. So you'll want to be a part of that next week. So wanted to dig into this. There is a new statewide poll. This was released, I believe it was yesterday or maybe late the night before. And in this particular poll, it shows Governor Rick Snyder and Mark Schauer neck and neck for governor. Now, mind you, other polls that have been taken recently have Governor Snyder up by 11 points, 9 points, 10 points, and 5 points. Nevertheless, this particular poll says it is neck and neck. Public Policy Polling has come out with a poll and indicated it was a 40-40 split between the two. Of course, 20% undecided. Now, Public Policy Polling, before you sit here and go, oh, no. Or if you're a Democrat going, yes. Because I know both reactions were out there. I could talk. Can you tell? I do it for a living. Anyway. Public Policy Polling is the, and they name themselves with three P's in their name. That makes it helpful. They're a Democratic firm. I said in the 2012 cycle, they got marks for accuracy and that kind of thing. But they use some rather unorthodox methodology. They use landlines to survey people. Now, I know not everybody would raise their hand on this particular thought, but how many people use a cell phone only? I see that hand over there from producer Michael Loudon, but now, I didn't raise my hand myself, but I am one of those as well. Cell phone, that's me. That's it. There is no landline. And, you know, I know probably if you're listening, you're going, yeah, okay, yeah, I haven't had a landline for a while either. And there might even be others that, okay, you got a landline, but you're going, man, I've been thinking of getting rid of it for months. Some people are kind of on the edge waiting. But needless to say, Public Policy Polling decides landlines are the way to do it. And looks like they end up using the internet as well, which that one, of course, if it's on the internet, you know it must be true. And the internet is a tough one because you can run a poll, and I've run polls on the internet, but I always have in the past when I've run those known that, all right, this poll is probably not going to be an accurate assessment of people. It's just a poll asking people a question. Hey, what do you think? That's not a bad thing to do, but as you know, if you're on the internet and you want to vote multiple times at a poll, there are several ways to do it. And people will exercise those ways to try and weight the poll one way or another. I mean, I've seen it in the past. I saw it one time in a poll that we'd put up after a debate that I'd been the moderator for. And in the debate, one side of the debate decided to put the word out to all of their people, go vote in this poll. And the other side really didn't do it. Well, as you can imagine, the poll was a little skewed. But we knew that going in. We really did. Something I'm not wild about doing right now. But you know, I understand. The internet, it's only going to be so accurate. So with this, I mean, Real Clear Politics, they do an average of polls that have been kept of late. And even when they throw in the Public Policy Polling poll, their average of the recent polls, including Mitchell Research, the Detroit News, and Epic MRA, still has Governor Snyder up by 6 points. Now, if you look back at the last poll that Public Policy Polling did, this was in April. They had Snyder up by 4 points at that point. And the sampling that they've done in various polling, here's the other thing. I mean, if we want to go back a little bit further, we go back to December, they had Snyder up by 4. If you go back as far back as last year, they had Mark Schauer up by 4 points. So they're really not have been where a lot of the other polls have been, anywhere from 14 to 12 to 11 to 10 to 9 to 5. Those have kind of been where some of the other ones are. So to me, I kind of doubt the polls' ability to accurately portray things. Just simply because if you look at recent polling data, I mean, the last one was Mitchell Research. That was beginning of June, 5 points. Triple P at the end of June, tied. Now, Mark Schauer is a guy that people still don't know real well in the state. We know him around here. I mean, you know, he's Battle Creek area and that kind of thing. We kind of know what he's about. But how many people in Detroit know him? How many people in the UP know him? How many people in other parts of the state have any idea who this guy is? Now, some people say, oh, no, he's really well known. No, okay. Well, if you take your partisan sunglasses off, you're going to see, no, he's not terribly well known. Now, I will give you this. He's had a good week. He's had a pretty good week because he's been able to get in front of news stories and be able to comment on them. Talked about the whole charter school thing that the Detroit News had put together. And them or the Free Press. Anyway, one of them had put this thing together on charter schools. He got in front of it and came up with a plan. I know it was shocking, but he came up with a plan to address it. Now, we went through that plan and, you know, we talked about some different points that, yeah, all right, he made a couple of legitimate points. I think with other things, he just was not where you need to be. But he came up with a plan, got in front of that. Then, when the state of Michigan had hired the same firm that billed healthcare.gov to do some work for the state, yeah, he got in front of that too and said, what a stupid idea. Which as soon as I said it just a minute ago, if it's the first time you've heard it, you're going, wow, what a stupid idea. So yeah, you're going to find yourself agreeing with him in that point. But that said, I don't see that he's made up 5 points. I just don't see that. Particularly when this is a group that as you look at their sampling data, they have a tendency to oversample Democrats. So if you're oversampling Democrats, yeah, that's what you're going to get.
Yeah, it's going to skew one way. And like you said, if they're just using landlines and the internet, you're excluding a whole group of people who just use cell phones.
So would I look at these polling numbers and be concerned about them? Or be worried about them anyway if I were with the Snyder camp? No. Would I be mildly concerned with it? Well, maybe. But I think the other part of this that you need to look at, too, is that Mark Schauer has, while he's not been spending a lot of money, he has had some spending done on his behalf. Democratic Governors Association has bought some airtime for him. And he's been able to get in front of some news stories. Governor Snyder really has not done a great deal of campaigning in the last little while. He's not spent a ton of money either. I mean, you know, there's been an ad here and an ad there. But you know he's got a war chest. And as soon as he wheels that out and opens it and starts to spend it, at that point, you got to figure that the numbers are going to shift. Because suddenly, oh, wait, Governor Snyder, yeah, he's running for re- well, he's done all right. Okay, yeah. Your average, quote-unquote, uninformed person, and I'm not going to say they're uninformed, but that's what some people call them. Your average, quote-unquote, uninformed person might just kind of go, well, okay, yeah, things are better than they were. You know, it's that old measure of, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Well, in that case, people might be able to say, well, yeah, we're doing a little better. All right. And I think that's the measure to be able to run this by. Now, it'll be interesting to see what happens polling data-wise. I'm interested to see Epic MRA, to see what they do next. Because I can recall over the years, they've been a poll that usually they seem like they're pretty well on top of it. Seems like they kind of have it together. Well, back in May, they did one, and Snyder was up by 9 points. It will be different next time around. I don't think Snyder will be up by 9 points, but I would not be surprised to see Snyder up 5 or 6 points. But I think this, and MLive said it in their coverage of this, they said that it appears to be something of an outlier. I think that's really the case.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know that you can look at this poll and say, wow, Snyder is in trouble. I just don't know that he is at this point. I don't know that he's been extremely on the ball this week. Particularly that bit with hiring the company with healthcare.gov. That's not the wisest course. And we've talked about that here. And I think, you know, largely people would agree on that, regardless of your view of Obamacare. Yeah, the rollout of healthcare.gov didn't go so hot now, did it?
No, not at all.
So, yeah, that doesn't look good on him. But, I still don't think that a move like that or, you know, a move like, well, charter schools, well, we'll get in front of that. I still don't think that that erases it and gives the support to Schauer that he needs. I can't see that that would do that. Now, if you compare this data to the last poll that came out, if you're just comparing the data, the last poll, Schauer was actually at 41%. So according to this, if this is accurate, he's lost support. If it's accurate, he's lost support. And if you look down the list, the last few polls, Schauer's polled 40%, 41, 35, 38. So, it doesn't look so hot for him, really, if you look at it. But you have to dig deep. And I know when this came out, Democrats were saying, oh, this was the most accurate. This is the best. Oh, look at this. Yeah, okay, our guy's in. I'm not sure if you actually talk to Democrats and you dig down deep. I mean, because on the surface, they'll say that. But if you dig down deep, I don't think that they're going to sit there and go, our guy's a shoe-in. This is a race. I still don't think they're convinced of that. So it'll be interesting to see what the next set of polling data is like. I'm not sure this is one that I'd be willing to buy into. And I wouldn't suggest you do either. Wait for the next one. Wait for Epic MRA, maybe even Detroit News. See what those are going to look like when they do another one, because they will at some point. We're going to keep moving ahead here. You know what? What's your 4th of July weather look like? Well, we'll talk to Bob Larson coming up in a little while, and he'll tell you all that ahead as you keep it here on The Jeremy Lawrence Show. -73 degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO, The Jeremy Lawrence Show. It is 3:28, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Heritage Christian Academy, your local pre-K through 12 school, where faith turns friends into family. Just a reminder as we go throughout the program today, if you'd like to be a part of the program, yeah, we let you take part. We let a lot of people call in, and because it's conversation, that's what it's all about. So if you'd like to be a part of the conversation we're having, feel free to do so. Our telephone number, 382-4280. That's our local number. If you're outside the local area, it's toll-free at 877-382-4280. Or you can get with us via text, 80373. Send us your appropriate comments, and we will share some of those throughout the program. If you send us your inappropriate comments, we'll share them around the office and I'll get a chuckle.
So, we'll all get a chuckle.
There you go. There you go. All two of us that are left.
Yeah, all two of us that are left.
No, there are other people here in the office, but it's one of those things. The holidays coming. Yeah, you know, check out a little early anyway. So, well, in answer to one person who texted us, hello, how you guys doing? Michael, how are you doing?
I'm doing well today.
All right, and I'm doing pretty good, too. So there you go. There's your answer.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah, you know, it's nice that people care about us so much that they ask via text how we're doing.
Yes.
You know, just, I'm touched. I'm really touched. There's no beginning to my enthusiasm. Well, as we continue ahead, I am looking forward to talking with you about, we've got some notes on Obamacare. A little bit later in the hour, we're going to dig into this. There are some notes about what's gone on in the past with it, before Obamacare, and after that, what health insurance rates have been like, and also what the future might look like. This is stuff you're not going to want to miss, so make sure you keep it right here. This is the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. Seventy-one degrees in Kalamazoo. 590 WKZO. It is 3:40. Jeremy Lawrence Show continuing here on this pre-Independence Day edition of the program. And you are a part of things right now. Here in just a little bit, we're going to be talking weather with the one, the only Bob Larson from AccuWeather. As we figure out, all right, you know what? There's a lot of fireworks going on. There's a lot of different things that are going to be happening in the area. What's the weather going to be like on the weekend? So we'll check up on that here in a little bit. Also, a programming note to share with you in regards to baseball. Tonight, 6:40, things get underway as the Tigers open their, looks like, four-game series against the Tampa Bay Rays. Tomorrow night, see, normally you would think on Independence Day they do it like during the day, but no. They actually have an evening game as well.
I think they got a fireworks display afterwards, too.
That could be. Probably do, I have a feeling. But 6:40, they get underway tomorrow night. Then Saturday, 3:40, and then a 7:40 start on Sunday as they get underway in Game 4, that four-game series. They do battle with the Rays. And you'll catch every bit of that action right here. Just that simple. You just tune in, and there you go. So some programming notes, just so you're wondering, all right, what's the Tigers' schedule like? There you go. Now, what's your schedule like? Well, a lot of it is going to be dictated about what kind of weather you're going to be dealing with this in the next several days. And to be able to figure all of that out, we brought in the best expert we knew how to find, and that is none other than Bob Larson. Hi, Bob.
Jeremy, hello.
So getting yourself ready for Independence Day?
Absolutely. Happy Independence Day Eve.
All right. All right. Does that mean we have to give gifts to each other, like fireworks or something?
Just exchange pleasantries. I think that's sufficient.
Pleasantries work, because yeah. You know, that's all I can afford today. But
yeah, don't light fireworks and then hand them to somebody.
No.
No, no. The only way that works is on Bugs Bunny. So, you know. But, all right. So, Bob, we've been asking you throughout the week. I think we could probably nail down what the weather is going to look like tomorrow. Today, I would think.
Yeah.
So I think people are curious, what's it going to be like tomorrow when we all have that glorious holiday we get to enjoy?
Spectacular.
All right.
Bright and sunny, low humidity, a cool start first thing tomorrow morning. Of course, the sun comes up pretty early this time of year, and it will not take long for it to go from cool to nice, and a very patriotic 76 for an afternoon high.
There you go.
And that's okay. My word, patriotic.
Patriotic. Why not? And that's not even a weather word.
No, it's not.
I'm impressed with you, Bob.
And it stays clear tomorrow night for area fireworks displays after being in the 70s tomorrow afternoon. And incidentally, even though a projected high is 76, with the sun out and without much wind, if you're out in the sun, it's going to feel a lot warmer than that. Mm. Those are thinking, oh, that's a little too cool for me on the 4th of July. Trust me, if you're in the sun, it's going to feel awfully warm, especially if you're playing a little family volleyball or badminton or whatever the case may be. It definitely feels as if it's in the 80s. But very quickly tomorrow night, as soon as the sun sets, it'll drop into the 60s. So it's going to be another cool night, with tomorrow night's low eventually dropping into the 50s. But it warms up from there upper 70s toward 80 on Saturday, above 80 on Sunday, along with higher humidity. And along with that comes the chance of a shower or thunderstorm late Sunday or Sunday night.
Okay. Now, Bob, we've gotten a little ahead of ourselves, and most of us do at this point when you're staring a holiday this close. But what are we looking at tonight? Because it looks like it's going to be a little cooler.
It is going to be a cool night, a clear sky, and temperatures will head for an overnight low of 50 degrees overnight, which is certainly far below the average high for this point in July. July, incidentally, on average, the hottest month of the year. Average high today, July 3rd, is 83. The average low is 62, and we will end up about a dozen degrees cooler than average overnight.
Okay, but I don't think anybody's going to complain about it. I'm certainly not.
It'll certainly help on some electric bills, cutting back on the AC.
That would be nice. We just got our electric bill the other day. Yeah, not fun. Yeah. Not fun. All right. Well, one thing we wanted to talk about, and you kind of hinted at this a couple of days ago, the rain that we've gotten and that kind of thing, I know we were behind. Where are we right now?
We're definitely above average for the season of summer, which, of course, is only, at this point, a week and a half old. If you go back to the start of June, we are above average for the past 5 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
But the big question is, what about for the year? So if you go back to January 1st, that's where we've seen our biggest deficit. Last time we checked, we were about, 4 inches below average, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Did the quick math, the quick check, and heading into today, as of this morning, we were only an inch below average, actually 1.11 behind the curve. So we've closed a lot. We've picked up a lot of ground. Still a little bit behind with no rain in the offing the next few days. That'll start to go back the other way again a little bit. But, you know, we've certainly made up a lot of ground, and this is by no means any kind of a significant drought at this point. No.
No, we're just we're looking at just a wee bit less,
absolutely,
I guess.
Right.
There you go. All right. Well, it sounds like a pretty decent weekend and that kind of thing. For next week, just a sneak peek, what's it look like?
It's pretty much typical for July. If anything, temperatures may be a little below average. Again, I cited those averages in mid-80s by day, low 60s by night. Still going to be a shower and thunderstorm Monday after that late Sunday or Sunday night chance. And I think we go through a dry spell and comfortably warm during the midweek period. By the end of the week and by the following weekend, the weekend after the 4th of July, it could be heating up again.
Okay. All right. Well, Bob, you have yourself a wonderful Independence Day.
And, thank you, Jeremy. You as well.
And we'll look forward to talking to you down the line.
Yeah, we'll chat next week.
Okay. All right. There's Bob Larson from AccuWeather keeping us up and in the know. And you know what? I love a forecast like that.
It's going to be great running weather tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. That's going to be it. It's actually going to be pretty good running weather tonight, I would think.
Yeah.
Mind the cooler temperatures.
I went out and went this morning, so we're good.
Of course.
Yes.
You always do. You always do. All right. Well, tell you what. Here in just, in fact, you know what? I'm a giving guy, and I think you ought to have the freedom to take in a brand new movie this weekend.
Why not?
You know, so here's what we're going to do. I've got 4 tickets. This is a brand new movie. It's called Tammy. And let me just tell you exactly who's in this. I mean, we mentioned Susan Sarandon earlier. Also, this has got Melissa McCarthy. And, you know, she's been in all sorts of things. She's in that sitcom on CBS. The name is escaping me.
Mike and Molly.
Mike and Molly. There you go. See, I knew you'd come up with that one. I just knew it. Anyway, she's in this one. She's actually written it and is starring in it as well. Susan Sarandon's in it. Kathy Bates is in this movie.
Oh, wow.
I was not aware of that.
Dan Aykroyd's in it, too.
Wow. All right. So that's the name of the movie. It's called Tammy. It hit theaters officially yesterday, but you'll be able to go see it sometime this weekend if you like, because I've got 4 tickets for it that I would like to give to you, and I would like to hand them to you right now. However, Michael is going to step in the way and make you answer a dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question. So, here you go. You pick up the phone and you call 382-4280 or 877-382-4280 and give us a call. And then, you know what? You also have to answer a trivia question, which Michael has for you.
All right. The question is, Dan Aykroyd played Dr. Raymond Stans in what 1984 movie about ghosts?
Oh, come on.
It's really easy.
Come on. All right. Well, if you know the answer to that one, give Michael a call. You'll be able to win a couple of tickets for a movie. Might be a good one to see this weekend. You never know. And when we continue here, we are going to be talking Obamacare. Got some numbers to share with you. Don't know if you'll like it or not, but we'll share them with you as we continue ahead. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show, and it's 590 WKZO. We continue ahead, 72 beautiful degrees on the outside in Kalamazoo. It's 590 WKZO. We continue ahead. We had the opportunity to give away some movie tickets. And Michael, who's our winner for today?
Richard from Mattawan.
All right. So Richard got the opportunity to win some fabulous prizes. That includes four tickets to go see the movie Tammy. And Richard won because he knew the rather obvious answer
yes.
to this trivia question.
The question was, Dan Aykroyd played Dr. Raymond Stans in what 1984 movie about ghosts?
Groundhog Day. No, it's not that one.
No, it's Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters, of course. All right. You won those tickets. Who knows? If you move fast, you might be able to pick them up. How about that? Pick them up before the office closes. But you're going to have to hurry on that one. But all right. Well, I wanted to dig into this a little bit because, you know, now that Obamacare is in place and, you know, we've had to go through it and we've had to live with it to this point, oftentimes you want to find out, all right, how's it doing? Is it doing what it said it was going to do? Now, let's not forget we were promised it was going to make coverage affordable. It was going to make coverage affordable. That was part of the goal, is to make it affordable and make it available to more people. Well, available to more people has been something that it's done through the expansion of Medicaid and things like that. And there have been a few people, a few that have signed up that were not otherwise insured. But what kind of costs have we dealt with over the course of time from before it was instituted and after? Now, this is the interesting thing. The Manhattan Institute has an interactive map that has compared a county-by-county basis the least expensive individual health insurance policies available before and after the law went into effect. Now, part of the methodology, just in case you're sitting here, well, it was a different methodology because, you know, there were pre-existing conditions and things like that. Well, they've aligned themselves for that. The first thing they did is they said, well, you know what? The earlier rates are adjusted to reflect higher prices paid by individuals with pre-existing conditions. Then they compare that with the lowest rates that are currently available on the federal exchange. Now get this. In the state of Michigan, statewide average rates were done for men ages 27, 40, and 64. And if you are 27, your rate rose 107% from before to now. If you're 40, 73%, 64, 52%. Now, that was for men. Get this, for women, it looks even worse in some cases. For women in the same age groups, statewide average rose 119% for women age 27, 57% for age 40, and for 64, it was 66%. Yeah. How's this supposed to be cheaper again?
Doesn't sound like it with those rates.
Now, they did break it down county by county, as I mentioned. So if you're curious, Kalamazoo County, well, we must have done better here. The increase for men age 27 was 90%, for women, 107%. Age 40 was 64% for men, 48% for women. And for 64, a 44% increase for men, 57% increase for women. This is in the premium that you pay from before to now. I mean, if you haven't seen red flags in anything else we've mentioned, every time that we have talked about this, if you've not seen red flags, certainly you ought to be able to see them now. Because these are just cold, hard statistics that are staring us in the face. That's where you get a lot of your truth anyway, is studying statistics and saying, all right, what was it and what is it? If you look at these numbers, I'm looking at it going, wait a minute. This was supposed to be, I seem to recall the president talking about, well, it's going to be cheaper for a family of four.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be cheaper. It's going to be cheaper. It's not cheaper. It is absolutely not cheaper. And in this case, it appears as though we are soaking the young. And in some cases, we are soaking females with the cost. Now, if you talk about, I mean, they made so much noise about that Hobby Lobby decision being anti-woman. I have heard it again and again and again. Well, how much more anti-woman can you get if at age 27 in this county, men paid a 90% increase, women paid a 107% increase? I don't know. I mean, if I'm looking at the numbers, I'm starting to think the Affordable Care Act might be one of the most anti-women laws that has been passed. You could make the case. Now, the other part of this, and this is where it gets very depressing, because you're talking about premiums have gone up since this got in place. We've talked about what the premiums are going to do next year. Looking at Blue Cross's numbers, they said 9% roughly, somewhere in between, I think it's 8.9 to 9.7 is what they say that their plans are going to go up. But what's going to happen as things move along? Well, 2017, if you got one of those calendars on the back of your check register, circle that one. Because this is a year where it all hits the fan. This is where it gets to be a problem. It says, in 2 years, the healthcare overhaul structural problems will lead to substantial premium increases. This was an analysis that appeared in the Detroit News. It said, substantial premium increases. When they happen, Michiganians will likely leave the insurance market in droves. They'll have little choice. They won't be able to afford insurance because federal subsidies won't keep up with the rapid price increases. Within a decade, get ready for this. Within a decade, this could swell the ranks of the state's uninsured by 64%. 64%. Now, the analysis was done by Dr. Stephen Parenti, and he used a peer-reviewed economic model. It's published in several health journals, funded by both private and government sources, including the Department of Health and Human Services. Now, if you're wondering, okay, 2017, why won't this happen? Well, there are things that are in the Affordable Care Act. There's a couple of different funds that up until that year, insurance companies will be able to access. After that, they're gone. It's a reinsurance and risk corridor program, which insurance companies are able to bill the government for the most expensive patients. And the second fund, it guarantees the industry's losses will be subsidized. After that, they're gone. And after that, guess who gets to pick up the tab? Us. We'll keep talking about this as we continue ahead in the second hour. Make sure you join us. And if you'd like to be part of the program, 382-4280. 877-382-4280 or text 80373. The Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.